This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What a super Tuesday!
Thank you, Texas!
It is good to be home!
I feel awfully good.
America never stopped being great. We... to make America whole. We have to fill in.
We have seen that our campaign is the only campaign that has beaten, that can beat, and that will beat Donald Trump.
I am so proud to bring Vermont values all across this country.
We have expanded the Republican Party.
They have weaved such a complex web, it will be very, very difficult to untangle it. But I'm not ready to quit trying to untangle it yet.
The pundits say we're underdogs. I'll accept that. We've all been underdogs. This is a state of underdogs. This is a country of underdogs.
And imagine what we can build together when each and every American has a chance to live up to his or her own God-given potential.
I ask you to prayerfully consider our coming together, uniting.
When we unify, there's nobody that's going to beat us. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's right there, Scott. When we unify, this is Bill Martinez live. Welcome aboard, America. Good to have you along with us. Just a couple of minutes past the top of the hour. And, of course, those were some of the highlights after Super Tuesday. And the rhetoric was flying. It's hard to hear sometimes when they talk about, you know, what we have to do together. And then the next sentence out of their mouths is something that disrupts the other half and ticks them off. Says, hey, we got to do this together. But here, let me slap you in the face first and tell you that I don't like you.
Yeah, and then it was really, really good of Clinton to tie in a little bit of blind nationalism. You can still like where you live and think that there's issues that should be solved. I believe you say it all the time. 7 out of 10 people think that something needs to change. Well, if 7 out of 10 people believe that, obviously, you know, obviously America wasn't just always great. You know.
Yeah.
And that's always good. I always like when politicians throw nationalism out there because it's hard to fight against nationalism. And you're right. All this talk of we need to bring America together. Well, both Clinton, Bernie, Cruz, Rubio, they've all had numerous years to show us that they want to bring America together.
Right.
And they, where has that gotten us? What has it shown us?
Well, the thing is that in order to come to a compromise, you have people that, you know, you need people that come to the table that are willing to compromise. I mean, that's the problem you have in the Middle East. You get people that just aren't willing to, they're so ideologically fixed. And that's what's happened in our country, is everybody's so ideologically fixed that it's us against them. It's not about the United States any longer, and we've lost sight of it. I mean, you know, Marco Rubio did cross over. I mean, give him credit for, you know, even though he gets chastised and condemned for the Gang of Eight, he tried to go to the other side. He tried to ameliorate and make something work, and it's really, he's paid a big political price for this. And I know he keeps tripping over that, but he's the one that's tried. You know, on the other hand, you got Cruz that stayed fixed ideologically. He's not liked by many of his senators. And, you know, and I think that's the case. If you have, you know, passion and belief in what you hold to, you know, that's the risk you run. And then you got a guy like Donald Trump that people love Trump. And, you know, even except for guys like Mitt Romney, who recently came out with you know, blasting him. Go ahead.
Your big thing on a compromise, though, is you need to know what to compromise on. Are you compromising yourself and your,
right,
your beliefs, or are you compromising on a situation?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's kind of like...
Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him.
I just realized
I am partially shocked the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, coming at you live 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to fight the good fight on behalf of we the people. Ryan Gerdusky is with us right now, columnist for Red Alert Politics, born and raised in New York. So he understands the New York state of mind and Donald Trump, don't you, Ryan?
Yeah, I do, probably better than most people do in politics.
Well, yeah, that's the deal. There, you get that the special, unique New York state of mind and attitude that says you can do no matter what. And this is why, you know, it really cracks me up sometimes, Ryan, how people question, you know, Donald Trump and his hyperbole, but that's the way New Yorkers live. They're living just beyond their reach, and that's what makes the city so exceptional, is that kind of prevailing mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, and also it's how we talk, it's the language we use. You know, people don't understand us sometimes, and the way we characterize things, and the way we use expressions, and how flamboyant we can be as a people. So I think that they unfairly characterize Trump sometimes, but they don't understand them.
Right. But, you know, even though they don't understand him, a lot of people are getting behind him. He's broadening out the Republican tent to the point that it's being redefined, and it is freaking out the establishment.
And it's great, and it's about time. You know, the establishment's used to being challenged by people like the Christine O'Donnells of the world, people who aren't that talented, are not self-funded, are not funny. And Trump has all those things that are exceptional about him, as well as the New York attitude, and he's been famous forever. So
exactly.
That's a huge advantage for him.
Well, what do you make of Mitt Romney chiming in? I mean, you know, going after Trump.
Mitt
Romney,
he's a two-time loser. Sit down. Yeah. Your father failed. You failed. You had a good run. You know, enough.
I don't know
why they all of a sudden think that he is the savior who's going to come unify the party together. 4 years ago, he was too liberal to be the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
4 years
yeah.
ago, he was sitting there. They were sitting there saying, "Oh, you know, pick Rick Santorum, pick Newt Gingrich." That he was a rhino. And now all of a sudden he's going to sit there and say Trump's not conservative enough. I mean, who do you think you are? You know,
you
had a good run, you tried, you failed twice. You know, what is he hoping for? A broker convention where they make him the nominee and get him, like, you know, put him on a white horse and have him come save the party? Are we joking ourselves? So that's basically my issue with it, is that, you know, Mitt Romney is not like, the problem is that there's only two former elected presidents in the Republican Party that are still alive. George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, and neither one of them are thought very fondly of by the party.
Hmm.
So there's no unifying, there's no, you know, big daddy unifier love, beloved by the entire party. There's no Ronald Reagan, living Ronald Reagan or Richard Nixon. So that's a problematic for the establishment, that they don't have somebody who's an authority figure in the party that everyone respects. And if they're hoping for Mitt Romney, I mean, good luck. I mean, that woman's smile only gets you so far.
Well, they're definitely, you know, flailing. There's no question about it. I think this hurts Mitt in terms of his elder statesman position and the way he's been cherished. You know, this is not going to carry right across the board, because he's really set the lines up, and he just says, "Hey, I'm an establishment guy," and the establishment is speaking. And, you know, right now, last time I checked, excuse me, the people don't want to hear from establishment people.
Right. I mean, everyone's saying, I mean, my favorite line is they say, oh, 65% of the GOP did not vote for Donald Trump in the election. Yeah, well, okay, 80% didn't vote for Marco Rubio then.
Right.
What's your point? I mean, he is the vote leader. The numbers are extraordinary. 9.6 million voters in a Republican primary in 15 states. That doesn't include California, New York. I mean, a lot of big states, they have not voted yet. And 9.6 million people voted. Those are Barack Obama 08 numbers. This is revolutionary. This is somebody who's bringing crowds to the party, whether they like it or not. And they are having an epic breakdown because they did not ever expect the people to actually turn out and really disagree with them and have a coalescing figure that they can't bring down. Trump is the first politician in our lifetime not only be bigger than the Republican Party, but he's bigger than the media.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Nope. And the media needs him for the ratings.
And they grossly underestimated his brand, didn't they, Ryan?
Since the very beginning, and more than a real estate mogul, more than any other thing about Trump, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant at marketing, and he's brilliant at branding. And he branded himself as a winner from the beginning. He branded certain issues from the beginning, and he branded other politicians from the beginning. When he sat there and said Jeb Bush was low energy, it was over for Jeb Bush. Because
exactly.
He nails the head on something that everyone else feels, but no one else is willing to sit there and say. So when he called Ted Cruz a liar, there were a lot of people who felt like Ted Cruz was lying, especially after the Iowa caucus. When he said Bill Clinton was a sexual predator, I mean, everyone knew, but he sat there and defined it and made it so obvious and so clear that Bill Clinton's numbers dropped by 12 points. And he basically disappeared from the campaign trail for a couple of weeks after that. I mean, and that's the problem Marco Rubio is having, is Marco Rubio is sitting there calling him a con artist. There's not a single person in this country that believes that Trump University is responsible for the majority of Donald Trump's poor fortune. You know, it was a three-day course, the Learning Annex, that he sat and tried to assemble. They didn't offer bachelor's degrees or master's degrees or anything like that, and they're trying to take him for court. So, it's basically a moot argument that they're trying to make into something that's not going anywhere. And I think the race is over. I think that he's going to be the Republican nominee.
Well, it's much the same, you know, about the David Duke deal. I heard these people twisting themselves in the knots over this thing. And, you know, he said clearly before that he wouldn't support it, ran from David Duke, said he was disgusting. And because of one, you know, blip, you know, interview on CNN, all of a sudden, you know, he's a Klansman, you know.
Yeah, could I explain that for a second? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
He disavowed David Duke the Friday beforehand, right?
Right.
What he said was, he didn't, on the CNN interview, he did not say, I do not know who David Duke is. He says, I don't know that guy. Meaning, and as a New Yorker, I understand what he's talking about. He means, I don't associate with him. I don't affiliate with him. He's not in my crew. He doesn't hang out with my circle. And that is why, right after he said, I don't know that guy, I've never even met him. Meaning, not only I don't know him personally, I've never actually even met him.
Right.
He didn't sit there and say, I've never heard of him or I do not know who he is, which is how a lot of people in the media interpreted that comment.
Right.
He did not say, I don't know who he is. Because if he would have said that, he would have said, who is he? He would have asked a follow-up question.
Exactly.
But what he meant was, I don't affiliate with him and I've never even met him. And then he disavowed him again another 400 times. So, like, this is a creation of the media. This is him making a mountain out of molehill for ratings to prop up this issue. I don't think it's going anywhere. It's wall-to-wall coverage, and he's still winning.
Yeah, because what happens, again, relevant to the brand, they're talking about Trump, good or bad. They're talking about him, and people can figure it out themselves, right?
Absolutely. And you know, what the establishment was wrong about from the very beginning was this. If you didn't like Rand Paul, you had Nixon. If you didn't like Marco Rubio, you had Jeb Bush. If you didn't like Donald Trump, if you liked his issues, you had nowhere to go. And rather than learning from Trump about foreign policy, about immigration, about trade, they sat there and tried to marginalize him and tried to marginalize the voters, and they got angrier and they got more determined to elect him than ever. And that was their mistake.
Well, Ryan, it's exciting as all get out, needless to say. And we didn't even get a chance to talk much about Hillary and this latest deal with her ex-staffer. reportedly getting immunity over the Clinton emails. This is going to be exciting. It's a fun time to be in this business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great time to be alive in America.
You got it. Ryan Gerdusky, columnist for the Red Alert Politics. Thank you, Ryan. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 after.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. But starting next Monday, great news. We're going to be here 3 hours a day, 9 to noon. on the Genesis Communications Network. And so we welcome you aboard. Thanks for joining in, doing all that you can to get this country back on track when 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track. Hey, great observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? Well, what we have to do about it is, first of all, make sure you're registered to vote, okay? And then get informed. Make sure that your vote is a knowledgeable vote. We need that. We need all hands on deck doing what they can if your interest and your heart is to really get America back on track again. And when I say back on track, I'm saying consistent with the values that our founding fathers established for this country that blessed us for so many years that we've turned our back on. In any kind of business context, and our next guest will agree with this, Eric Melita, let me bring him on right now. Eric is the Director of Upstream and Industry Operations for the American Petroleum Institute. Eric, welcome. Always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Eric, you know, I was just saying that in business, when, you know, things aren't going right, you know, the board will come together, the CEO or, you know, the manager of any project will say, wait a minute, guys, when did we make the wrong turn? Let's go back and, you know, because the numbers are falling here. But yet in the case here, when our bureaucracy, the numbers have been falling consistently for a number of decades, and nobody seems to want to go back and evaluate and say, where did we make a wrong turn? Am I seeing this like you are, or am I off base?
No, you're completely on base. But what we have to look at is how the free market, American competitiveness, American ingenuity, when you get out of the way of it, we're in a position where our economy thrives. And that's what we're seeing in the energy sector. A lot of people don't realize this, but the U.S. is now the world's largest producer of natural gas. We're getting close to becoming the world's largest producer of crude oil. It's not because the government had anything to do with that. It's because businesses came together. They innovated. They came up with advanced technologies, and they created what is now American energy superpower. And that's the type of lesson we need to learn, that it's better to let the free markets work than to have the government determine winners and losers.
Exactly. Well, Eric, you and I talked about this before, and this is probably the first time in our lifetime that America truly could be energy independent, not relying on people who don't like us.
It's truly amazing. And we now have allies coming to us. I see it here in Washington, Eastern European countries, Central European countries, Southeast Asia, South American countries. They're now coming to the U.S. saying, how do we learn from you so that we can develop our resources? But more importantly, how can you make sure that you're getting your energy produced so that the rest of the world doesn't have to rely on Russia and Iran? We've sent a strong message based upon what we've done here in the U.S. to the rest of the world that we are here to stay. We don't have to necessarily just look at OPEC. You can look at the U.S. And that's a big change that nobody ever expected. And we should be promoting that, not stifling it. That's our concern, is that a lot of the policies we see today are policies that would stifle American gas production. And we need these resources for a long time, and we can do it in a safe way.
Well, Eric, outside of some of these knuckleheaded national foreign policy things that we've enacted, by and large, America has been a good trading partner. We have been very helpful to many countries. I mean, you know, Dinesh D'Souza brought up this proposition that, you know, what if America was not here? What would the world look like? I mean, what superpower would be, you know, consistently benevolent and looking toward helping others like America?
It'd be a tough world to live in, and it'd be a tough world for many aspects, from a military assistance standpoint, from a trading standpoint, and even on this new found energy abundance that we have from that standpoint. We know that Russia turns its gas lever on and off whenever it wants to exert power. That's changed because of the abundance of gas and how we're not putting it on the global market. We're helping those countries. They don't have the ability to do that. And now we're seeing these low prices at the gas pump, where everyday Americans are saving money every day by seeing cheap prices at the gas pump. That's because the U.S. stepped up. But at the same time, that low-cost crude oil, that's hurting countries like Russia and Iran. So without us and without U.S. engineers and companies and businesses finding ways to get this oil and gas from these rocks, it'd be a much different, much worse story globally.
Well, Eric, next time you run into President Obama, tell him on behalf of the people to keep his hands off our low prices. I know it's driving him crazy, and he just sees, you know, opportunity there. these low prices. Okay, what's another $10 added, you know, barrel tax that will, you know, that we the people can pay, you know, to take care of some of this incompetence and you know, this poor management on their part in managing a $3 trillion business. And so they say, well, we're, you know, they're getting it, you know, they're blessed by getting cheap oil. So what do they care about $10 of tax, you know, built into the cake there?
And it's absurd, and they're poor more than anyone. When, when people are paying for gasoline to heat their homes, to cool their homes, to get hot water, this all comes from oil, natural gas. You know, the electricity's got to come from somewhere. And so to tell the American people that those who would be impacted the most are now going to have to pay more for gasoline when they go to the pump, it's absurd. And it also puts the U.S. at a global disadvantage, makes us less competitive, because it makes it easier to produce this oil, this natural gas, in other parts of the world. They don't have the tax. It's just a crazy idea, and it's not something we need right now.
Well, his strategy from the get-go has been, you know, I don't know. I've often said it's academically professorial and theoretical. You know, it's a bunch of professors in the back room of the coffee deal in the cafeteria talking about possibilities and just, you know, just having fun. But, you know, it's dangerous because now he's in a position to let these theories work out. And we've been living with his theories for the last 7+ years. And I can't see one success, Eric.
And it takes a long time for a lot of these types of policy decisions to shake out. And right now, though, we're seeing the immediate impacts of policies because on the land that the federal government controls 700 million acres out. The rest of the country, we've seen dramatic increases in oil and natural gas, helped us all out dramatically.
But you're talking about less than, what, 10%, basically, right? I mean, the government owns, what, 80, 85%? And we're only utilizing, what, 10% of you know,
we're
growing?
There's 2 points there. One is there's the onshore land. Out in the Rockies, the government controls 700 million acres. But the crazy thing is on those lands that are run by the Bureau of Land Management, oil and gas production has gone down. So you see the policies in place offshore, as you're well aware and as you're pointing out, only 10 to 13% is available for us to develop oil and natural gas. The rest of the world's developing that. So it puts us behind the technology curve by watching Cuba, Canada, Venezuela, everybody around Russia, they're all developing those resources. But our administration decided, no, let's keep that off limits.
Well, this president continues to hurt us with his myopic perspective, so geared toward saving the planet, and you know, and we're all for saving the planet. I mean, look what the industry has done. I mean, it's gone in great measure. I mean, it's responded to the concerns of those environmentalists, and I think that's why we have you know, done such a great job in improving the development of our energy sector. And we'll continue to move responsibly, as I'm seeing, and I grant that you're seeing the same thing on that too, right, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. This is the best place from an environmental protection standpoint to produce energy is the United States. We've got a regulatory regime that is strong as it exists. The problem is piling on and adding all these unnecessary costs. But we can't also forget that even if you're looking at it from a GHG standpoint, our greenhouse gas emissions are down to 20-year lows. Because of natural gas, because the industry has been able to produce and unlock so much natural gas that it is so cheap that it's now the fuel of choice for electricity generation. We haven't needed regulation to do that. The free market did it on its own.
Exactly. Well, there's lots of potential and lots of hope to be drawn from this. Eric, where can people go for more information?
Two places, voteforenergy.com, where you can learn about how this plays an important role in the upcoming elections, and energycitizens.com, where anybody can play a role by reaching out to their elected officials and being part of the civic discussion.
Exactly. Eric, thank you so much for being with us. Eric Melito, Director of Upstream and Industry Operations for the American Petroleum Institute. It is 28 after.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Jaron Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, it's me. I'm with you. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest I've been looking forward to, wrote the book. He is the CNN aviation correspondent, wrote the book, The Vanishing of Flight MH370, the Malaysian air flight that, you know, just broke everybody's heart. It's a true story of the hunt for the missing Malaysian plane. With us right now, Richard Quest on Bill Martinez Live. Richard, welcome to Bill Martinez. How are you, sir?
Bill, good morning, and thank you, sir, for having me with you this morning. Thank you.
Hey, no, excellent. I think it's needed. We love to get the information out to the good folks here. You know, we've all been heart-weary over this missing plane as to what's going on. And, of course, in the news today, there is likely a piece of the doomed plane found, according to a U.S. official. We're talking about the MH370, that Malaysian airplane. What do you make of that?
We know it's part of a plane, and they're discovering whether it's part of a big plane, and they're certainly not sure whether it's part of the plane. The part is being sent to Australia for further analysis, and once it's there, they will be obviously seeing, first of all, if there are any serial numbers, and then they'll look for any parts numbers that could identify it as being a 777 part. And then after that, you know, if there's no serial or parts numbers, or they can't, you're left basically trying to say, look, is this a 777 piece?
Mm-hmm.
Know where the 777 is missing. We've had no report of a 777 losing a part of the aircraft. Therefore, we have to say it is part of MH370. But they are hopeful that they will find something on it that gives them better evidence than just a wing and a prayer.
Well, in your book, The Vanishing of Flight MH370, you are offering what you call a revelatory look at one of the decade's biggest news stories. What's the biggest reveal that our audience needs to have their eyes open to here, Richard?
I think first of all, the mere fact this was able to happen. That you can find your iPhone if you lose it in the street, but we can't find the 777 with 239 people after 2 years and $100 million spent. And frankly, they are still scrabbling around. They believe they know roughly where it is, but they've got no element of precision. And that's the first thing. The second thing is people think it was the pilots that did it. I do not believe so. I think if you look at those cases of pilot suicide, particularly Andreas Lubitz last year with Germanwings, this is very different. I think it was some mechanical. I do not think the pilot took down the plane.
Well, of course, when things are missing like this, I've often said that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So you got all kinds of opinions running around. This is why I appreciate you being here, right?
Oh, opinion. I mean, you've got every... You know, look, I've heard them all. I mean, if I go to Southeast Asia, the popular view is that the American government, fearing secret drone technology stolen by terrorists was going to be given to the Chinese, commandeered the plane, took it to Diego Garcia, killed everyone on board, and then dumped the plane in the ocean. That is a view that people generally believe in that part of the world. And sometimes it's the American government, sometimes it's the Chinese, often it's the Israelis, every government. Lots of people believe the Malaysians shot down the plane and have covered it all up. You know, I have to say, none of those ding true to me. I think there may be an element of cover-up about what happened on the night, why they didn't scramble planes to see this plane going back across Malaysia. I think there were many deficiencies in the way they handled it.
Yeah, and I think that's what leaves it open to conjecture and all this wild thinking and conspiratorial ideas that fly around because, you know, just some academic things, that, as you say, Richard, that normally a country would have done. They would have scrambled jets and said, hey, let's check this out. What's going on, right?
Right. And there's a 200-page report which came out last year from the Malaysian government, and it went into everything, right the way down to the training of the staff and the fabrics and the this and the that. But it did not address that question of why they didn't scramble planes when that radar operator saw the plane going across. It does address the allegations against the captain. The report is clear. The report says there was no material changes in the pilot's personal life. So the report is either a heap of garbage which should light up a bonfire, or we have to take it as truth that the pilots were not distressed. But we do not know why or what was done on the night. And that is the biggest, if you like, black mark against Malaysia.
Well, of course, you know, what the international community security types are very weary of is that potentially we've got a 777 that could still be functional, may have been, you know, hijacked and hidden away. And, of course, now we've got a humongous torpedo, flying torpedo, a la 9/11, you know.
Yeah, you know, first of all, we have found a part of the flapperon, which was found last year, part of the wing. And that, you know, suggests the plane did crash. All right, I can hear your listeners who are of this conspiracy-minded saying, no, that piece of the flapperon was planted by whoever stole the plane to take us off the beaten track. Fair enough, let's put that to one side. But look, just go to any airport, Bill. Look how difficult it is to get a 777 off the ground. You need 10,000 feet of smooth runway. You can't do it on a jungle runway or a beach. You've got to have the aviation fuel. Any form of, you know, a rough surface, and that nose wheel will collapse. So So this idea that somehow somebody could have commandeered the plane, flown it to Kazakhstan or Uzbekistan or Diego Garcia or wherever, it just seems unlikely.
Right. Well, you know, I know that there was some controversy. It was, you know, CNN, I thought, did an extensive, a comprehensive report on this missing plane, and people were getting Malaysian, you know, flight weary over it all. But CNN's CEO, Jeff Zucker, chose to cover the story extensively, and you agreed with that decision, and frankly, I did too. I think there was, you know, and that's why we're still talking about it. There's still questions there, right? We couldn't tie it up.
We couldn't tie it up. We still can't tie it up. And I think that, you know, I asked Jeff, because I heard the whisperings in the break room with senior editors saying, we're doing too much on this. We've lost our minds. What are we doing? Jeff basically, and he's got his finger on the pulse better than most of us, he basically said, no, hang on a second here. Everybody flies. It's not as if, and this is the other thing to remember, it's not as if we're not covering Ukraine and all the other stories around the world. We had more correspondents in Ukraine than anybody else. Mm. But the reality is people were fascinated, and you've only got to look at the numbers. We beat the competition night after night after night with our coverage of MH370.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about some of the unforgettable moments in the network's coverage disappearance. Let's brag on CNN for a little bit. Highlight those for us, if you would, Richard.
Well, you're talking, of course, about the black hole scenario. When we were answering viewers' questions, and one of the questions comes from a viewer, could the plane have, well, first of all, the question comes to me, could the plane, you know, why aren't they using psychics to help try and find it? Well, we do know that law enforcement has used psychics in the past, and frankly, at this point, we may as well try anything we can, because they certainly have no better idea. And then a viewer asked about, could a black hole have taken it? And, we asked our experts that question. It is very easy, in hindsight, to say we should or we shouldn't have done it. But the reality is, with 24-hour news, a bit like our conversation now, you have the luxury of time and space to maybe go down avenues that in a tighter format you wouldn't do.
Without getting too reckless, that's for sure. Richard Quest, CNN aviation correspondent, business anchor for CNN International. His book, The Vanishing of Flight MH370, True Story of the Hunt for the Missing Malaysian Plane.
When he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Faith leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 11th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, so my heart beats down.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 270-plus outlets, you know, even shortwave around the country, share media, pundit press. Hey, but join us, okay? Thank you so much for coming on and being part of the solution to the problems that we're faced here in America today, because there's so much there. I know Hillary Clinton talks about, talking about the comparison, whether we want to make America great again, you know, Trump's words, or making it whole again. I guess part of it, you know, is that I have this, you know, and I'm wondering, you know, this disconnect that she goes through to realize that she's been serving us, and even as Secretary of State, and she's had an opportunity to do and present policy and affect policy that would get America back on track, and yet we still want to consider her as an option, and let's not even talk about the potential of indictment that could be happening and drawing near. I mean, this stuff is pretty crazy. So, but welcome to 21st century politics here in the United States. Isn't this fun? I got to tell you. Hey, let's strike up the band. I think it's time for Steve-O, the movie guy. Oh, here we go. Yep. He's got them all going. Hey, it's Steve Evans, the movie guy. I mean, Steve, everywhere you go, do you like, you know, does this sound just precede you? You open doors and, it, and right. I thought so. Yeah, I mean, I love this.
I never enter a room unless I have fanfare.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, why not? I mean, you might as well be introduced. I mean, because if you go, you know, if you go to Congress and you come through the door and you're introduced, I mean, the president has his song. Why don't you have your music, you know?
Yeah, it works in a situation like that. Entering a dry cleaners or the 7-Eleven, it's a bit of a...
How exciting. How, I mean, you know, it probably freaks out the people at the 7-Eleven. They just don't, they're not sure what to make of it. No,
well, they're used to it by now. Hey,
that's
cool.
Fun. Once again, huh? They just keep on.
Top of the box office. You know,
wow.
It made about $31 million last weekend. It's made about $285 million in North America alone, $600 million worldwide. And this is a movie that only cost about $58 million to make.
Wow.
So they are rolling it over.
That's what we call really nice ROI.
Yes, that is. That does qualify as really nice. We have Gods of Egypt, unfortunately, which is a movie that cost about $140 million to make, only made about 14.1. So that is the other side of the box office coin there. Mm-hmm. Not doing so well. Kung Fu Panda 3 continues to chug along. That was number 3 last weekend. Risen, number 4, and Triple 9 rounded out the top 5. Well, I have some great movies to talk about this weekend. Let's start.
Let's open the vault up. What's in there?
Zootopia. Have you seen the trailer?
Yes, I have.
It's a terrific-looking film. This looks like Disney at its best. The critics are all over this. 100% of the critics on Rotten Tomatoes are recommending this. Got 3 out of 4 stars in USA Today.
100%? What was in the popcorn with these guys, man? They never 100%. How did that happen?
It's just one of those movies. This movie is so well-written. It's really sharp. It looks great. The cast is great. The story's terrific. There is a DMV scene in the trailer. You remember that? DMV?
Yeah, right. Huh?
The DMV is staffed by sloths who
Oh, my gosh.
It's just hilarious. So, anyway, let me tell you what this is about.
Were they from California or where?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I don't know. You know. Did I say that out loud? I was just thinking it.
It reminds me of several trips I've taken to the DMV, but it's very sharp. This is about the modern mammal metropolis of Zootopia. This is a city like no other because it's a melting pot where animals from every environment live together, both predator and prey. They live together in peace and harmony. However, when a rookie officer by the name of Judy Hopps, she is a little bunny, she was voiced by Jennifer Goodwin, when she arrives, she discovers that being the first bunny on a police force of big, tough animals isn't so easy. She's determined to prove herself, so she jumps at the opportunity to crack a real case, even if it means partnering with this fast-talking scam artist fox, Nick Wilde, who's voiced by Jason Bateman. So together they go out and solve this mystery. It is really clever and quite well done. Like I say, 3 out of 4 stars, 100% recommending Zootopia. Wow. That might be one to see. And it's PG, so you can take the family to that one.
No, that's great. Excellent.
London Has Fallen. Do you happen to ever see the movie Olympus Has Fallen?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You did. Well, this is the sequel.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a very cool premise here. Great cast. Lots of stuff blowing up. The critics aren't crazy about it, but here's what it's about. This story begins in London, where a British prime minister has passed away under very mysterious circumstances. His funeral, of course, is a must-attend event for the leaders around the Western world. However, what starts out as the most protected event on Earth turns into a deadly plot to kill the world's most powerful leaders, devastate every known landmark in the British capital, unleash a terrifying vision of the future, and only 3 people have any hope of stopping this thing. The President of the United States, played by Aaron Eckhart, his formidable Secret Service head, Gerard Butler, and this English MI6 agent who rightly trusts no one. London Has Fallen. You get what that's about, right?
Well, there's a lot of action. There's a lot of action there, and I think I particularly like Butler when he's, you know, hanging outside the car, you know, firing his automatic weapon. I mean, that's so cool. That is a cool, macho, you know, guy scene right there.
Yeah, absolutely, and a lot of action there with London Has Fallen. We also have a movie called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, which we won't be translating for the Bill Martinez Show.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this stars Tina Fey. She is really on her game in this.
They say this is the best movie she's ever done.
That's what they're saying, and it's quite a topic here. This is based on a book by Kim Parker. Kim Parker was a reporter over in Afghanistan and Pakistan. She wrote a book called The Taliban Shuffle, Strange Days in Afghanistan and Pakistan, which details her years as a reporter in those two countries beginning in 2002. You have Tina Fey in this, Margot Robbie, Martin Freeman, Billy Bob Thornton in this. 59% are recommending. Yeah, like I say, check out the trailer. It's funny, and that may be the one that I see this weekend.
How offensive is she going to be to Muslims?
I don't know.
I mean, I saw the trailer, and I'm thinking, okay, I mean, you know, America and the West, we can chuckle over it. You know, the Muslims seem to be, you know, easily offended here. Are we going to do something, you know, and, you know, Tina's going to find herself, you know, tangled in a mess?
I haven't heard any of that, so evidently they treat it well. I mean, it's
okay.
It's a war, so I'm not sure how it all plays out.
Well, as long as she didn't, you know, mess around with North Korea, I guess we're okay.
Well, whatever. Let's hope it isn't an international incident.
Let's not. Okay, it's just a movie.
It's a movie. Other Side of the Door, another movie out there. Now, this is, I don't know, here's what this one's about. 43% recommending. This is a family that's living this idyllic existence abroad until they have a tragic accident. It takes the life of their young son. So the inconsolable mother learns of an ancient ritual that will bring him back to say a final goodbye. She travels to an ancient temple where a door serves as a mysterious portal between two worlds. But when she disobeys a sacred warning to never open that door, and, you know, this kind of plays like a joke. Whatever you do, don't open that door.
Oh, yeah, forget
don't
it.
Don't open that door. Well, of course,
you open the door.
The door.
Yeah.
And upsets the balance between life and death. That's what this is about. Of course, she opens the door because it wouldn't be a movie unless she did. And this, of course, is called The Other Side of the Door. 43% recommending that one. Shall we talk about Knight of Cups?
Knight of Cups. I do want to have a little bit of time. Hopefully, you're going to talk about the Oscars, too.
Let me know when you'd like to do that. But we have Knight of Cups, which is a movie by Terrence Malick. Did you ever see The Thin Red Line?
Yeah.
They look beautiful, but you walk out of the theater going, oh, what was all that about exactly?
Mm.
Because it's almost like looking at a Jackson Pollock painting. You know, when you look at a Jackson modern art, you look at it going, oh, okay. But you're looking at this for 2 hours.
You got to maintain a snooty mindset.
Maybe, I guess. Yeah. Well, here's what one critic had to say about this. He said, many will run screaming from Knight of Cups, even as some of us are enraptured. At times, Terrence Malick almost seems to welcome this polarized response. I'm afraid I'm a screamer in these things, but here's what it's about. Knight of Cups follows this writer, Rick, played by Christian Bale. He's on an odyssey through the playgrounds of Los Angeles and Las Vegas as he undertakes a search for love and self. Even as he moves through a desired-laden landscape of mansions and resorts and beaches and clubs, Rick grapples over complicated relationships with his brother and his father. And he tries to break the spell of his disenchantment by taking on a series of adventures with six alluring women. Which, you know, if you want to break a spell, that's not a bad way to go. Imogene Poots, Kate Blanchett, Frida Pinto, Natalie Portman, Isabel Lucas, Therese Palmer, they're all in this. Check out the trailer. It gives you a great idea of what this movie is about or what you might try to figure out it's about when you go see Knight of Cups.
Okay, about a minute left. Let's talk Oscars real quick.
All right, what'd you think? Well, you know, there were a few surprises.
Yeah, Spotlight winning Best Picture, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised by that. But
You know, when you take a look at this, it's not about the best film or the best performance. It's trying to figure out how 6,000 people are going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 6,000 people voting on 8 pictures, every picture has its constituency because these are Oscar members. They either know somebody or worked on the film. So theoretically, about 751 votes will win. So if you have, you know, a movie like The Big Short, Revenant, splitting votes, it might open the room for something like Spotlight. I mean, they're all good films. I thought Spotlight was a terrific film, but that's how it works. Also, Sylvester Stallone, I thought he was going to be winning Best Supporting Actor, but once again, we had strong performances by Christian Bale and Tom Hardy and, you know, Mark Rylance from The Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies, yeah, exactly.
It's a heavy show, though. You know, we're dealing with child abuse, financial collapse, racism, on-campus assault, so it was kind of heavy going. Next year we'll be able to talk about lighter fares. I mean, the guy being attacked by a bear was almost one of the lighter topics.
Can you imagine? Hey, but at least he got Best Actor. So, you know, it was a little bit rosy for him after 6 nominations. Why not, you know? Steve Evans, the movie guy. Hey, we'll see you at the Cineplex. We got lots to choose from. Thank you so much for all the offerings. Steve, thank you. It's 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled SACROWEDGY.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.